Vicar Bailey is with the Wilderness Society. Mr. Bailey, good morning.
G'day, Leon.
And thanks for taking our call this morning. I want to put some of the claims and the criticisms of the deal that you have struck, some of the criticisms by Bob Brown to you this morning. He says the promise was reserves, that reserves mean national parks, and that that's not happening out of this deal.
Well, look, that's what Bob is strictly correct there when he says that he has support for the forest agreement, but what the Legislative Council did was change the terms of that agreement and change the terms of the implementation of that agreement. Yes, as we have discussed at length last week, they've pushed out and conditioned the delivery of many of those reserves. But we do have to take a step back here and take a real-world view of the situation. If we want new reserves in Tasmania, they must pass through the Upper House. The Upper House ultimately has a say as to the creation of those reserves. So simply by saying we want it differently, we need it differently, it must be different, isn't necessarily going to change the one or two votes that we need in that Upper House to actually support those reserves.
But the criticism is that you've secured World Heritage listing for some of those areas, but that was a national responsibility anyway. You've secured World Heritage listing, but nothing else out of this deal. That is the criticism.
Look, I'm very happy to be criticised for securing World Heritage listing, Leon, and the simple fact is that Tony Burke, while he made that listing, I don't think could have done so without the support of his party, without the support of the Tasmanian government, indeed without the support of the logging industry, which actually signed an agreement with us that World Heritage nomination must proceed. So to my perspective, those logging industry representatives should be congratulated for having the capacity, having the courage, having the willingness to change their positions, to let go of long-hold values and beliefs and actually support our aspirations, our World Heritage nomination aspirations that we haven't been able to achieve as a movement for 30 years.
Okay,
that's the power of working together on this, Leon. We can push and shove and scream as hard as we want about how precious, how necessary and how overdue these reserves are. But the Upper House, at the end of the day, has a power of veto over creating those reserves. We chose to work within the agreement framework, within the collaborative and consensus-based framework that we've developed over the last 3 years to keep the opportunity of those new reserves alive and keep working within the framework that the Legislative Council has delivered.
Okay. The criticism also is that this is a deal that won't survive a change of government.
Well, look, that's going to be up to the Liberals. Certainly the alternative government's position at the moment throws a blanket of vote certainly over the entire agreement, over the reserves, over the industry outcomes, over the jobs that it protects and over the forest that it protects. So that's something for the Liberals. They have the luxury at the moment of being in opposition. That means they can say what they want, not actually have to bear the responsibility for doing that. If they get into government and if they try to implement this policy, let's actually see what indeed happens.
Okay, and that then comes back to Bob Brown's criticism of this deal, that there might come a point where local forest care groups have to wave log trucks through and back into areas that they hoped had been protected.
Well, look, I think Bob's being very flippant there and fails to realise that Environment Tasmania and the Wilderness Society has hosted a reference group of those very same groups for the last 3 years who have talked about the issues, discussed the problems, and tried to work out ways of overcoming the challenges. That group overwhelmingly endorsed us in supporting this legislation and giving it a go. They want the hope for new reserves in their areas kept alive. In the meantime, their areas are protected. There is legal protection over 500,000 hectares of forest where forest practices plans, forest logging rights and other rights have been cancelled. There is no logging in many of these areas, and if we make this legislation work, there never will be again. I think Bob does himself a disservice. You know, he's a big figure in our movement. He's a big thinker and a very, very important person. But I think he does himself and his people a disservice by insulting four of his own members in the lower house to say that they can't make their own decisions, that they are forced into making decisions by environment groups. I think it's an insult on the intelligence of those people.
Is it fair then to criticise him as being somebody who can't imagine an end to the forest wars? Is it fair to argue that he and some on the other side as well are dinosaurs when it comes to the terms of this debate?
Well, look, I'm not arguing that anyone is a dinosaur on the other side of this debate. I wouldn't do that. What I'm arguing is that this agreement does map out very strong outcomes for the for wilderness forests and for wild forests across Tasmania. It does deliver protection for those forests. It delivers a restructure of the industry. It supports workers and people through change. There is very real change going on, and this helps to support those people, and it offers a way forward. If Bob thinks that we have lost our way in this debate, it is incumbent upon Bob, it is incumbent upon anyone else who opposes this deal to articulate how is he going to deliver. How exactly is he going to get those Upper House members to support the new national parks and reserves that we so desperately need here in Tasmania?
Appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Lyle.
Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society.